Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Steve Bruce on loan Joe Willock. Bruce has praised Willock for the impact that he's made since joining from Arsenal and hopes that the attacking midfielder can shine against Aston Villa on Friday. Willock joined the Magpies from Mikel Arteta's side at the start of February and has impressed so far, scoring on his debut in the win over Southampton and then being a virtual ever-present in the side since. Bruce has utilised the 21-year-old in a more familiar midfield role and further forward at times, and he has been pleased with what he's seen from the youngster. Bruce said, "He has played further forward before, but I'm also aware of the impact he's had in midfield, so there's a decision to be made. I've been very pleased with him. He's given us something different and has the energy in midfield, and he can score a goal." Moving on to team news and injury news and good news concerning defender Federico Fernandes. Bruce has confirmed that he is now fit and back training with the rest of his Newcastle teammates ahead of the game against Aston Villa. Bruce has confirmed he has no fresh injury concerns ahead of the trip to Villa Park, although long-term injured Miguel Almiron, Alan Saint-Maximin and Callum Wilson are all still out. Speaking about those three, though, Bruce says that all three are working hard on their comebacks. And according to Bruce, Almiron is making particularly good progress. All three players are expected back in early April, and Bruce thinks that having an extra week without a game due to the upcoming international break at the end of the month will help. Bruce went on to say, "The international break may just do us a favour, so let's hope they can keep responding the way they are. That's all for now. We'll have more later."